Texte numéro 72. The farmer teaching Haitians to fish for life. Far from his native Ivory Coast, fish farm developer Valentin Abe has been improving the lives of thousands of poor villages in Haiti by teaching them how to be commercial fish producers. His fish farming project has become a source of food and income for several communities in the small Caribbean nation that has been plagued by poverty, malnutrition, and, more recently, the full force of a devastating 7.0 tremor which reached 7 degrees on the Richter scale. Give someone a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach him how to fish and you feed him for life. Abe told CNN from his 2.5-acre fish farm in Croix des Bouquets, where he raises tilapia, a high-protein, warm-water fish, before distributing them to lakeside villagers. And I kind of took it and said, well, why not apply it? Go in the field and apply it and teach as many people as I can how to fish and I will feed them for life. And that's how everything started. The agriculture expert who left Ivory Coast in 1989 to study in the US on a Fulbright scholarship first set foot in Haiti in 1997. He was soon convinced that if he could teach the country's poor fishermen to supplement regular fishing with fish farming, their lives would be transformed. But his attempts to generate interest in fish farming fell on deaf ears. I was just walking around wondering why that aquaculture or fish culture is not developed in this country. There is so much potential, he said. I drew the plan, talked to as many people as I could, but nobody was really interested. But you travel around Haiti and you see there are lakes sitting there. And I said, well, I know what I'm going to do. Despite failing to secure private loans or getting backing from the Haitian government, Abe decided to forge ahead with his vision and fund the project out of his pocket. In 2006, he managed to scrape together $15,000, which he used to buy his first set of tanks and initial batch of fish hatchlings. 4 years later, his hatchery has grown to contain 36 aluminium tanks. It is there where breeding fish purchased from Egypt and Israel are grown until they reach what's called the fingerling at 2 months old. Then the baby tilapia are distributed to the lakeside villagers along with their feed and a portable metallic cage. 4 months later, the fish are fully grown and ready to harvest. Everywhere that we have our project, there's people that are poor, and they don't want to stay poor. They want to be allowed to improve their life, Abe says. Adapted from CNN, September 2010.